You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. It's 11:30 on the dot. And welcome in Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Chaim. How are things?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing great. It's great to visit with you. As the Cardinals get closer to winter warm-up, it'll be your first as president of baseball operations. The fans are going to be back in town, players, alumni, front office, manager Ollie Marmol, et cetera. What are your impressions so far of what that all means and what that'll look like?
You know what? I'm really excited for it. It's actually something I haven't gotten to experience, even having been in the organization a couple of years, and heard so many good things about just everything it offers. Obviously excited to see a lot of our staff and a lot of our players start getting some excitement built for spring training. You know, during the off season, we communicate with those guys all the time, but they're not with us every day. So to have a lot of them under one roof will be exciting. And especially just to interact with our fans. I've gotten to do that increasingly over the past couple of years, just being in the community. But obviously this is going to bring a lot of people together in one place, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
I know that they have all kinds of opinions and thoughts. They're good fans. I mean, they know the sport as well as any fan of any sport, I would say. Cardinals fans go back generations. Just in general, what do they say to you when you visit with fans? What are people asking you, wanting to know, and what do they think about the club?
Yeah, really good question. It varies person to person, obviously. And, you know, I've come to learn over time, people will say different things to your face than they might say behind a keyboard, so to speak. You know, you leave it up to you as to speculate which is more true to life. You know, in general, I think the big thing is exactly what you said. This is a fan base that is absolutely locked in on this team. I've talked about this before. Obviously, it's no secret. We haven't had the attendance recently that we've had prior. We need to earn our fans back. And that's something that, I hope we will be able to do as we work to deliver those results that we and everybody all want in the coming years. But loving this team, caring about this team, there's not an on-off switch for that. It's not optional. It's something that, you know, when you're a fan, you're a fan for life. And I just want to respect and honor that by being as upfront as I can. The thing that I've noticed is when you have a fan base that is this devoted to the team, they're paying very close attention. They just want to know what's going on. They want candor. They want honesty. And I've done my best and will continue to do my best to provide that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know the fans do. They appreciate this segment. You've been very transparent with us. I know that there are rules of rules, and you probably, I'm going to guess, can't talk about the various reports, many widely reported, that you've landed Ryan Stanek, the hard-throwing right-hander. Is that the case? I haven't heard any official announcement that you can't comment?
Yeah, you are right. I can't address that report specifically, but we've said all winter that having experience in that bullpen is really important, not just because of what players with that experience can bring to you on the field, but also because of the example, the leadership, the mentorship they can provide to a young group. We've seen that the last couple of years. We've been fortunate to have some great veterans in there. It's something that I've seen not just here, but really everywhere I've been, that usually, even when you have a young group out there, a good pens come together better when you have someone who's been there, done that, can lighten the load, can show people how to handle those ups and downs as they're learning to do that. You know, it's something that I think is an important aspect of a lot of really good bullpens. So we've definitely been on the lookout this winter to try to bring that in.
And Justin Brule is one of those, somebody who grew up in the Dodgers organization. That lefty is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it, Haim? Getting right into your bullpen with some experience.
Yeah, and we saw a chance here to snag someone and bring someone onto our 40-man roster that we think is a chance to help us from the left side, as a chance to compete for a role. And we do like a lot of the talent we have with our young relievers, but we're a lot more right-handed, just generally speaking. So adding left-handed depth is really helpful. Justin's been a few different places in his career, and we do think he has a chance to really help us, and excited to have him come in the spring and compete for a job.
You also announced that you made agreements whole with a number of players on one-year deals to avoid arbitration. Alec Burleson, Brendan Donovan, Nolan Gorman, Matthew Liberatore, Lars Nootbaar, Andre Pallante, Jojo Romero, all have been in agreement now with the Cardinals. I would imagine this is twofold. Arbitration's not fun, not a fun process to have to go through. Two, you wanted to have everything in place as you continue to look around here in this offseason for help.
Yes, it's always ideal to get to settlements. You're exactly right. Arbitration is not a lot of fun, at least in my view, for a few reasons, not least of which is I never like any process that puts us really sitting across the table from our players. We like to think that most of the time our goals are aligned. We're trying to help them be as good as they can be. But this is a process where just, you know, by its nature, obviously, when you're determining salaries, sometimes it puts you in opposition to them. And, you know, you have to represent, you know, it's really kind of it's a unique process. It's a little bit of a convoluted process with some weird aspects to it that determine where people slot in that salary structure. Sometimes you just don't see the world the same way, and that's when you have to go to a hearing and have a third party decide it. But you'd always like to find common ground. And my view of it is we never want to do something that we don't think can be justified within the system. And if you have to go to a hearing, you're just not seeing the world the same way, then you do it. But if there's something you could squint at and say that it looks fair and the other party's doing the same, maybe everybody gets a little uncomfortable. But if you can come to a settlement where everybody feels like it's fair enough, then it's much better to go for that and then get back on the same side of the table with our players and work towards trying to help them get as good as they can be and so they can help us win.
I heard from some fans that are ready for you to bring in a position player. They're getting a little antsy on that. Matt, some of that might have to do with the fact that a report came out about Alex Bregman and the Cubs. But anyway, where are you on position players when you look around and see what you might be able to add? Is the market good there? Is it favorable for you at the moment?
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, we're not super close on anything there, but we've been active in discussions. And obviously, there's some balls in the air with our own guys as well, just trying to see how that all settles. I do think when it's all said and done, we will have added to the position player side of the group. You know, I've obviously talked about that. You and I have talked about that in past weeks. We just haven't done it yet, but it's definitely something that we're looking at, working on, and working to do, whether, you know, that comes through free agency, through trade, I don't know. We certainly do like a lot of our position players here. Coming into the winter, felt that the pitching side of it was what needed more beefing up, but we do, you know, especially having moved from our position player group to this point, we do want to add to it as well. And I do expect we'll do that, you know, by the time we get hopefully to Jupiter and certainly to opening day.
Jupiter is fast approaching. How does that all work for you in terms of minor leagues? Do you have everything settled in terms of your minor league coordinators, leadership? Are you still adding to your development? I guess that you're always sort of adding, but are you happy with how everything is in place in terms of a coaching standpoint? It certainly seemed like you wanted to add as much as possible throughout the minor league organization.
Yeah, very much so. And we are so fortunate to have the support of ownership as we continue to build out this organization. It's not something we take for granted, knowing obviously a lot of the challenges that the organization is facing, that they'd be willing to invest in that because they know it's our lifeblood. So we obviously started that process last year. We were able to continue it this year. You know, never say never, but we did really roll out a staff that we feel is a complete staff, that this is our minor league player development and performance crew for 2026, and really excited about it. Much like last year, you know, I think we're going to have a really good mix of people who have been here, returning Cardinals, whether they're in the same spot or whether they're taking on new challenges, and also some great newcomers to the organization in different spots, whether it's on our affiliate staff, whether it's in our coordinator and leadership group. Really exciting. You know, so much of the goal here since we started this project has been to take the perspectives and the experiences of people from different places, whether they are lifelong Cardinals or whether they're new to the organization, combine all those things to try to push us somewhere that's better than where any one individual has been before. That's just what the game demands. That's what we have to do because it's so competitive to try to get the most out of our players. We were really happy with some of the strides we made in 2025, but we know there's so much more work left to do, and we're excited for this staff to take us forward and hope to get to new heights in 2026.
And from a major league staff standpoint, how does that look as you head into 2026, and what have your off-season conversations with Ollie Marmol been like? I noted that the two of you were pretty much on the same page last season before you officially took over as president of baseball operations.
Yeah, and that relationship is so important, as you know, and it was really cool to be able to start building that, just to get to know each other, you know, see that there was a lot of alignment, and we've continued to build that as we've gone through the offseason. We've really had conversations with the whole staff about how we can get better just in executing on our plans to help our players, how we can take some of the lessons that we learned and some of the things that we were able to implement at the minor league level, figure out how to apply some of those lessons at the major league level, because player development is not something that can stop at the big leagues. You know, sometimes you talk about player development and it's kind of a shorthand for your farm system. And, you know, that there's good reasons for that, obviously. But if we view this as something where when our players get to the big leagues, they're done developing, then we're just going to get beat. We know we have to continue to help them improve. The industry is showing us that. I don't know that there's been a time in the history of this game when teams have been this ambitious and this dedicated to continuing to improve our players. It's not just the X's and O's and where you make, you know, which moves in game. It's also trying to structure each day so that players can get better, so that you can work towards goals that you agree on with the player and help them continue to improve. That's especially important with a young team, but it can really happen at any point in a player's development. And so we're really excited to do that. The staff's been great with being very open and participating a lot and figuring out how we can set things up behind the scenes to help us do that. And I'm excited as we continue to work on that.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You kind of read my mind there, because I often say what they want to do here is get this to a point where players can plug right into the big leagues and help this team win championships. They've got to stop getting to the point where they're still working on a player's fundamentals at the major league level. What you're saying is, yes, but we have to develop players on the go. I mean, even somebody like a Paul Goldschmidt, if he got into a rut, had to have people he could lean on to get himself out of that. I mean, even at his level, an MVP like Goldie.
Yeah, it's not either or. It really has to be both. Obviously, we want to do everything we can as an organization to make sure that when players are called upon to help us in the big leagues, when they are brought up, that they're ready to compete at this level, at the toughest level of baseball in the world. And so that obviously is our responsibility as an organization to do everything we can to make that happen and develop and produce as many well-rounded players as we can. But then when they get here, that journey has to continue. You obviously want players who are motivated to do that. The number one most important person in a player's development is the player himself. There's no question about that. But we have a role to play in that too. And players are always growing and changing. I mean, a great example this year, I think, you know, a real 2025 success story, I guess now I should say last year, you saw what Burley did. This is a guy who's already good enough to play in the big leagues. Nobody was looking at this guy and saying he doesn't belong here or, you know, he's not ready to be here. He's a good big league player. He took a real focus on honing in his strike zone and knowing that, you know, swinging at more at the pitches he can damage and less at the pitches that he can't was something that could help him get to the next level as a player. He put together a really, you know, with our help and with our hitting team's help, put together a good practice plan to help work on that. And then he saw the results on field. It sounds very simple, but it's really easy at this level just to go through, you know, days, months, seasons without being as purposeful as you need to be to get to that point with a player. And we can't let that happen. That doesn't mean every time you come up with an idea that you're always going to get the types of results, the types of step forward that we saw from Burley this year. But you have a much better chance to get there if you do have that kind of purpose to how you plan and how you practice. And as an organization, we owe it not just to our players, but also to ourselves, to our fans, to do that at scale with everybody.
Appreciate it, Haim. Good answer there. And in terms of painting that picture with Burleson and the perspective that you're trying to achieve. Thank you very much for all of it. We will see you at the warm-up. I think you and I might be scheduled for a little chat on Saturday afternoon, it looks like. So I look forward to that right here on KMOX. We will visit with you soon.
Great. Likewise, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait and hope to see everybody there.
See you over there. Haim Bloom, President of Baseball Operations of the Cardinals. Bernie Miklas is next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.